This episode is brought to you by Happy Mammoth. Listen, over the last weekend, I went to a family reunion, and unfortunately, that fell on that particular time of the month that all of the women know what I'm talking about. So I had an attitude. I wanted to eat everything, and I was in the South, which means I wanted to eat everything that was terrible for me. And overall, I just wasn't feeling it. I had a great time, just wasn't feeling like myself. Now it's easier to manage PMS with estrogen control. Happy Mammoth, the company that created Hormone Harmony, is dedicated to making women's lives easier. And that means using only science-backed ingredients that have been proven to work for women. They make no compromise when it comes to quality, and it shows. Hormone Harmony contains science-backed herbal extracts called adaptogens. Now, here's the beauty about adaptogens. They help the body adapt to any stressors, like chaotic hormonal changes that happen naturally throughout a woman's life. For a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the show code BLESSED at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use the code BLESSED for 15% off today.
You are listening to Blessed and Bossed Up, presented by Anchored Media, an entrepreneurship podcast for Christians all about how to make God the CEO of your business. Get ready to be inspired, challenged, but well-equipped to live and build your destiny His way. Welcome to another episode of the Blessed and Bossed Up podcast. On today's episode, I'm going to give you guys just my case for why I believe you, me, all of us need a mid-year reset, and also how to do that and what that looks like. We're in June, the halfway point of 2021. I don't know what you guys' initial goals were for the year. I don't know what, like, maybe you had a word for the year. Maybe you had a verse for the year. Maybe you had a whole vision board for the year or a list of goals in every area of your life. Whatever it may be, I believe that it's important at this midpoint of the year for us to reset. And I replayed the episode I did last week to cover the spiritual side, because today I'm going to be talking more so about practical things, but I wanted to replay that story of Moses and the episode we talked about getting back to our intended purpose, because that's a part of a reset as well. Getting back to your intended purpose, getting back to who and what God created you to be in this world. But here I want to talk about a reset in a state where we can just claim our mind back, claim our mental health back, claim our peace of mind back. When we look up the word reset, it means to move something back to its original place or position. And what I thought was also interesting about the definition was that if something is broken, when to reset means to put it in the correct position for healing. And I know for me personally, the reason why I decided to take a mid-year reset is I needed to be put back in a position for healing. And not to say that anything was broken, but I've been pretty frank how this year has really just been a lot for me. Just a lot of things have happened in my family and stuff like that. And so for me, getting back, this reset is getting back to a place where I'm reclaiming my life. I'm reclaiming my, or resetting my peace of mind, my day to day, the way in which I carry out the purpose and the vision that God has given me. Because I feel like life has kind of pulled me in different directions. And I started experiencing these symptoms, and we're going to call these symptoms that you need a reset, because I believe that these are things that are across the board. So I started experiencing things like just heaviness and tension in my shoulders. I was getting a lot of migraines and headaches. I'm the type of person where stress triggers migraines for me. I was getting a lot of headaches. I would find myself getting frustrated really easily. My patience, I'm already not that patient of a person, but my patience was a lot more thin, and my mind just felt foggy and cloudy. And I didn't like feeling like that. It's like how you feel when you just eat garbage for a long period of time. And that's not where I was at. I eat pretty well. Like, I don't eat terribly. I don't eat super clean. I'm just kind of regular, if that makes sense. And I exercise pretty frequently. So it wasn't anything physical, but these symptoms that I was exhibiting let me know that a reset needed to happen as far as how I was showing up in the day to day, as well as a reset needed to happen as far as me having or maintaining the quality of my day to day. And let me tell y'all, since I've started my mid-year reset, I started it, and we're going to get into what that looks like. I started it at the top of June. I've experienced a clear mind. My mood has improved. My creativity is through the roof. Like, I have so many notes and memos and journals and things full of creative ideas. Like, my creativity is just through the roof. I feel like I'm able to hear God a lot more clearly. The noise in my life is dramatically calmed down. And so I was like, I have to talk about this on the podcast, because even if life hasn't been pulling you in a bunch of different directions physically, I can guess that you have been pulled in different directions, even because of what's going on in the world. We have kids who are on summer break, but they're going to be going back to school in person. We have offices opening back up where people are now going from teleworking to working back in the office. I know my husband was like, oh, our job has started phase one of us coming back into the office. I said, well, what phase they think you going back? Because I don't know how I feel about that, because I've gotten used to him being in the house with me all the time. And so what if I feel like I'm going to have separation anxiety? Like, what am I going to do when you're at the office? But yeah, like, it's life hit us hard with COVID and lockdown and all of the monkey wrenches that were thrown in our lives because of that. And then, you know, life doesn't stop even in the midst of a pandemic. So I can just guess that y'all are feeling me and that I'm feeling y'all, and that we are on the same page as far as the need for a mid-year reset. And sis, if your life is just beautiful and calm and everything is going great and you don't need no reset, let me know what you're doing. Because your girl needed one, and I took one, and I'm taking one, and I've noticed the results. But seriously, the biggest reason why a reset is needed is because a lot of time we need to recalibrate our mind so that we have mental clarity. I believe that attacking our mental clarity is such a strategic way that the enemy gets us off track, because we start to think all of the things going through our minds is us, when a lot of the times it's not. It's just we consume so much and we have so many other people's opinions and thoughts and reviews and ratings and commentary or belief systems and all of these things that we're constantly consuming on social media, on YouTube, TV, like wherever you consume any type of content, you start to take in all of these other beliefs and ideas and opinions of other people, and it goes in your head and you start to think it's yours when a lot of time it's not. And so what that does is it makes our mind and our life noisy to the point where we can't hear ourselves think. We definitely can't hear from God, and we just get that cloudy feeling in our mind and that stress in our shoulders and our neck and our back, and we need to just reset. So I'm going to give you guys 11 things that I believe will help you to reset. You can apply these things as you best see fit. I'm going to go over a couple of things that I've done so far over the last few weeks that I have noticed helped tremendously with clearing my mind and allowing me to be a lot more in tune with what's going on in my life in the present, as well as what's going on with me. As well as what God is saying to me in this season. So you can apply these however you see fit, but I do believe just incorporating these things slowly and but surely into your day will help you get that reset and bring you back to your intended position. So the first thing that I want you guys to do is to start and end your day with quiet time. Now, that doesn't have to look like you waking up at 5 a.m. and studying the word the way that you usually do it, or you may have gotten into the routine of doing it. Shake stuff up a little bit. Let me tell you something that I did that felt so good. One morning, I woke up I went into my son's playroom is where like my exercise bike is. So I went to the playroom, and before just hopping straight on a Peloton, I had played some prophetic music on my phone, and I just stretched. Literally, it was so simple. I played some prophetic music. I just stretched, just started thanking God for the day. Just started prophesying over the day, declaring peace and all of these things over my household and protection over my family. I just was praising and prophesying as I'm stretching. And after that was over, I felt so good. And I hopped on the bike afterwards, because even just getting that exercise in at the top of the day is helpful. But I just felt so clear, and just, it was, I can't even describe it, but just peace, I guess, is the best way to describe it. But just that quiet time, it was different. I'm used to sitting at the table or something, or sitting up in the bed, opening my Bible and having like the highlighter and like my notebook. And you still need to do that, of course, study the word. I'm not saying don't do that, but just changing it up some by stretching and me just prophesying over my day and praising God, it was just different. I wasn't looking at anything on my phone or my computer. I cut on like some prophetic instrumentals and like Apple Music and just put the phone down and let those things play. And it was different. It was different. I didn't have the screen time, my eyes straining. Y'all know I'm blind. Like, if y'all see me and my stories and stuff, I wear glasses. And if I don't have my glasses on, I have on contacts, because your girl can't see. But my eyes wasn't straining trying to look at a computer or anything like that. I was able to just start my day with clarity and peace. So I suggest doing something like that. But again, number one was start and enjoy your day with quiet time. Switch it up from something different than how you normally do it. But just spend that quality time with God. This episode is brought to you by Ritual. We deserve to know what we're putting in our bodies and why, especially when it comes to something that we take every day, like vitamins. I am the type of person who loves to take supplements and things to where I know I'm putting good things into my body so that my body can function and operate at its best. But I didn't even realize that a lot of the other vitamins that I have been taking was full of just garbage and things that my body couldn't even use for its intended purpose. And that's why I chose to take Ritual. I've been taking them for some months now, and I like them because, one, they're easy to swallow. I'm someone who has a hard time swallowing pills. They have this really great minty taste, so they don't have like that fishy, nasty aftertaste to it. But I love it. It's easy to swallow. It tastes great. And I know I have confidence that my body is getting something that it can actually use for its good. Now available for women, men, and teens, Ritual vitamins are scientifically developed to help support different life stages. Your multivitamins are delivered to your door every month with free shipping, always. You can start, snooze, or cancel your subscription at any time. And if you don't love Ritual within your first month, they'll refund your first order. Get key nutrients without the BS. Ritual is offering my listeners 10% off during your first 3 months. Visit ritual.com/blessed to start your ritual today. Let's get back to the show. Number two, remember I told you guys about that list. I talked about just having a list of things that make you happy, so that whenever you do need a emotional reset or just to spend some time with yourself, you don't have to think about it. You can just go to that list. Yeah, do that. Revisit that list. If you don't have it, if you don't have one, just write it down, put it in your phone. Just make a simple list of things that make you happy. It doesn't have to be expensive. It doesn't have to be materialistic, but what makes you happy? I've shared before, something that makes me happy is just going to Target, smelling the candles, getting me some Starbucks. It's hard to do now with the masks. And so now I usually get it on my way out now, but I like to go into Target and just look around, buy stuff I don't need. Or not buy anything at all except for a candle. But I don't know. Like, something is about something. Y'all know. It's just something about Target. I don't know what they got going on. And as a business person, I need to know, because it's just a wonderful place to just go. Another thing for me, I like oysters. And so I love to go. It's a place in Virginia that I like, on the water. They have $1 oysters during happy hour time. So I'll be right up in there chilling. eating. I love to eat, trying a new restaurant. Like, these are things that make me happy. Going on a drive, listening to a funny podcast with the sunroof open. That's on my list. So what's on your list? Create it so that during this reset time, and again, this reset doesn't have to be just for June. It can be as long as you need it to be, but this is just getting us into a mentally clear place so that we can be more efficient, more effective, and more happy in our day-to-day life. Number three, go outside for walks. Go outside. Whenever I'm at home and I go for a walk, my husband be texting me like, "You good?" Because I'll be out. It'd be like 2 hours. I am gone. And so, and usually what I do is I'll walk, but I'll find like somewhere that's pretty. It's a neighborhood across the street from mine that has like this little lake with a trail around it. And so I go over there and I just sit on a bench and look at the water, watch the ducks, walk across the lake. I'm talking to God. I'm praying. I'm just chilling, listening to music. Sometimes I cut the music off completely and just walk. But it's something about just being out in nature, breathing fresh air, letting the sun hit your skin. It's just something about that for me that just feels good. And there are a ton of studies and research that shows the benefits of fresh air. Because even now with the mask and everything, a lot of us are not getting fresh air like we should. And so just taking that mask off when you're distanced from folks and all of that, and by yourself outside and just soaking in that fresh air, I'm trying to tell y'all, incorporate that into your day. So when you have your quiet time during that time. So get up, maybe pick, Kavaya always recommends this, where she talks about scripture cards that she has, where she'll write down scriptures on index cards. So that way you don't need your phone or anything. Take some of the scriptures that you want to meditate on, write them on those cards, go for a walk in the morning when you wake up. The sun rises early these days. So wake up early and go for a walk. Take the scripture cards with you, just walk and pray and meditate on the word and do your quiet time that way. This episode is brought to you by Curology. We're talking a lot about a mid-year reset, and something that a lot of us need to go ahead and reset is our skincare routine. I personally used to think that my skincare goals were unattainable. I have combination skin, so around my nose it gets really dry, my forehead is really oily, I get occasional breakouts, my skin tone was uneven. Dermatologists are super expensive, and I had no clue what I was looking for when it came to going into a regular store. Thankfully, I found Curology. Whether you're looking to take control of acne, or if acne is no longer your top skin concern, fine lines, dark spots, occasional breakouts, or clogged pores, Curology will customize a prescription formula with 3 active ingredients picked for you to tackle your skincare needs. So like I said, I was looking for something that will solve, most of all, really my dark spots, because I wanted my skin to be even and clear. To get your treatment plan started, it's super easy. You answer questions online about your skin and you send in a couple selfies to Curology. Next, Curology matches you with a licensed dermatology provider who gets to know your skin. And if it's a good fit, you'll get a customized prescription cream to address your acne, fine lines, dark spots, and more. Getting mine set up was super easy. Literally took a selfie to the front, to each side, like a mugshot. But it was so easy. Just take the photos, upload them. And my dermatology provider created me something that worked. After taking it for a few months, I finally got rid of that postpartum skin and got back to my usual skin complexion in a much more even and refined and glowy way. Take control of your acne, dark spots, breakouts, or whatever your unique concerns may be with a powerful skincare treatment made for you today. Go to Curology.com/bless for a free 30-day trial. Just pay for shipping and handling. That's Curology.com/bless to unlock your free 30-day trial. See Curology.com for all of the details. Let's get back to the show. This episode is brought to you by BetterHelp. For some of us, our mid-year reset is a lot more mental. And there are some traumas or some things that we've gone through over the last year and some change that we really need to unpack in order to get that mental clarity and joy that we're talking about today. If there is something that interferes with your happiness or that's preventing you from achieving your 2021 goals, BetterHelp Online Counseling is here for you. BetterHelp is the world's largest e-counseling platform. If you're a busy person, you have a lot going on, getting ready to go back to the office or whatever the case may be, you may find yourself putting finding a therapist to the back burner. But with BetterHelp, they'll connect you with a professional counselor in a safe and private online environment. It is super convenient. You can now get help on your own time and at your own pace. BetterHelp is also available worldwide, so wherever you are on the globe, they're available for you. You can schedule secure video or phone sessions, plus chat and text with your therapist. Anything that you share is completely confidential. You can start communicating with your therapist in just under 24 hours. So if you need to talk to someone soon, get started ASAP. Best of all, it's truly an affordable option. And Blessed and Bossed Up listeners get 10% off your first month with discount code BLESSED. So why not get started today? Go to BetterHelp.com/blessed. You simply fill out a questionnaire to help them assess your needs, and you get matched with a counselor that you'll love. That's BetterHelp.com/blessed. Let's get back to the show. Number four is the most important. It should have been number one. Do a digital and information detox. You can determine how long that is, but what I want you to do is to get offline. Get offline. It is crazy how much information that we are bombarded with the second that we open our phones. It's so much. Like if I pick up my phone right now, the news app is going to have the top news stories all over the world. If I go on an Instagram, an ad is going to pop up selling me a couch. Somebody else is going to have a video or something. Somebody else is going to be on vacation. I'm mad because I'm still in Maryland. Like it's going to be so much. Some type of gossip. Somebody is telling somebody business and that's all on the internet and social media. It's just so much that we are bombarded with. It is exhausting. And it's subconsciously exhausting because it's not in your physical life, but because we're so inundated with our phones and our devices, we get thrown into so many different worlds at the same time. And that can contribute to our feelings of overwhelm and our mental fogginess. So I want you to take a digital detox. And this was probably the biggest impact for me so far over the last couple of weeks. I have not been on Instagram. I got on the other day because Apple was talking about rolling out this subscription service for podcasts. And I was talking to somebody about it. And I was like, I wonder what my followers think about this. And so I had posted on Instagram and I was engaging with a few of you guys about how you feel about it. After that, it was gone. I deleted it after I got, you know, just y'all opinions and things like that that I was curious about. I got off of it. That like I don't have to be on there. You don't have to be on there. So even if you don't have a team that's going to post online, you can engage with the apps, the Planoly's, the Laters, the Hootsuites, or whatever. Engage with these apps to where you're creating your content offline, you're uploading it, and that's it. In some of these apps, you can even respond to comments right in the app. So you don't even have to open Instagram or TikTok or whatever. Well, I'm not sure about TikTok. Let me just focus on Instagram. You don't even have to open up Instagram to reply to your comments. You can do that right from the scheduling apps. So, and now with some of the apps, you can even schedule out stories. So you really don't have to be in the app at all. So just take a second or however much time that you need to just detox from that. Even with information, take a break from information. Instead of reading another self-help book that's going to have you on this headstrong rampage about why you need to be executing more, read a novel. Read something that is going to, a romance novel, something that's going to put you in a beautiful love story or some other type of novel that's going to put you in a different place. And as opposed to something that's going to trigger that inner hustler, You know what I mean? And so information detoxes, I think, are just important as digital detoxes, because with the digital stuff, we're in consuming all of this information and opinions and all of that. But then when you add the information detox on top of the digital ones, you're taking out a lot of the other things that you may do that are clogging your mind, like reading those articles on the top 5 habits of successful people. And now your mind is cloudy with how you can implement these 5 things, as opposed to just being content with the season that you're in. Or you have all of these books about how to find a husband, as opposed to just continuing to strengthen your relationship with God. And he'll tell you what you need to do to be a better you and to be a better servant of him and a better daughter of his. It blows my mind how many single people have conversations online about what you or anybody else needs to do in order to be a wife, or in order to be a husband, or in order to attract this type of man or this type of woman, when all you need to do is focus on being happy, focus on your relationship with God. And then as you focus on those things, you will be led to whatever it is that you need to be led to. By you seeking first the kingdom of God, all things will be added unto you. His word is a lamp upon our feet, a light upon our path. So all of this stuff people talking about on the internet is guessing, it's hearsay. And you're going to have to unlearn it and relearn new things when you actually meet the person you're going to marry, because nothing is one size fit all. You know, I didn't need to learn how to be a wife. I needed to learn how to be BJ's wife. And I couldn't learn how to be BJ's wife until I met BJ. So in the meantime, I just needed to focus on being a Tatum who loves the Lord and is out here doing the things he called her to do. And when that time came, it came. But never mind. Let me be quiet, because I don't talk about relationships. That was number 4. Do a digital and information detox. Number 5. Clean your house and your workspace. Just rearrange some things. And now, listen, y'all, because if y'all like me, you need to be reminded. Listen, don't go out and spend no money, sis. Let me say it one more time. Don't go out and spend no money. Get off of Amazon. Don't go into Target and go into the home section. Use the things that you have and just rework it a little bit. And I'm telling y'all this because if I was to hear this, clean, bet, Tatum, say less. I'm in the car right now about to buy some stuff. No. Just clean it up and straighten it up. This past weekend, we sent our son to my mom's for the weekend, and we were able to just reorganize our whole like downstairs area because my son had took it over. So we moved one of the couches out to open up the space. We took some stuff that was upstairs and put it downstairs and vice versa, but just changing it and throwing away stuff. So his bottles, right? He's transitioned off of bottles now. So getting rid of all his bottles and all his old clothes and toys that he's outgrown, I was able to give stuff away to my friends of mine who have babies. And so just clearing out our workspace, me and BJ were sitting on the couch looking at each other like, why didn't we do this sooner? And now it just feels so good. It's like a refresh, a reset that has happened in our home by just simply cleaning stuff out, doing some spring cleaning and moving things around. Now, my 6th idea is for the married ladies. And y'all gonna be like, Tatum, I cannot believe you said this, because y'all not used to me getting into this side of myself. But check this out. For the married ladies, buy something sexy that makes you feel beautiful, that just makes you feel like you're that chick, and have more sex. Sex is a beautiful thing between a husband and wife. It releases endorphins. It helps you relax, not be as stressed. Do it, and do it a lot. Seriously, you can get busy. It may be a lot going on where you may be too tired and you're not having sex like you used to. It happens to everybody. But during this mid-year reset that bedroom too. It'll alleviate so much stress. You'll sleep better. Shoot, do it in the morning. Might be the best start to your day. Might be better than coffee. Like, do whatever it is that you got to do. Do it as often as you want. But it's just sex is just such an amazing stress reliever. So again, for my wives, bust down, sis. Okay, let me stop cutting up. This episode is brought to you by Stamps.com. Can I tell y'all how much I hate going to the post office? It's always a long line. is just so inconvenient and out of the way. I would rather spend my time doing so many other things. Thankfully, Stamps.com saves businesses thousands of hours and tons of money every single year. Stamps.com brings the services of the U.S. Postal Service and UPS right to your computer. It's a must-have for any business. Whether you're a small office sending invoices, a side hustle Etsy shop shipping out orders, or just navigating this hybrid work life, Stamps.com can handle it all with ease. No wonder over 1 million businesses chose Stamps.com for their mailing and shipping. Simply use your computer to print official U.S. postage 24/7. And that's for any letter, any package, any class of mail, anywhere that you want to send it. Then once your mail is ready, just schedule a pickup or drop it off. It's that simple. With Stamps.com, you get discounts up to 40% off post office rates and up to 66% off UPS shipping rates. Not to mention that Stamps.com is the fraction of the cost of those expensive postage meters. I use Stamps.com all the time, whether I'm shipping out planners, any type of physical product. Even we have this retreat coming up where we're going to be sending out boxes to our virtual attendees. I have so much peace of mind knowing that I'm going to save time and money, not having to worry about going to the post office. I just print it at home, drop it off, or schedule a pickup. Stop wasting time going to the post office and go to Stamps.com instead. There's no risk. And with my promo code BLESS, you get a special offer that includes a 4-week trial plus free postage and a digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. Just go to Stamps.com, click the microphone at the top of the homepage and type in BLESS. That's Stamps.com, promo code BLESS. Stamps.com. Never go to the post office again. Let's get back to the show. Number 7, I want you guys to practice being present. So it's really easy for us to just go from one thing to the next, especially us women who are ambitious. We like to get things done. We just check one thing off the to-do list, on to the next. But practice being present. And it, sometimes even when we're doing one thing, we're thinking about what we have to do next. So we're not being mindful in those moments. But one thing I realized that can just be so stress relieving and also just allow you to be more present, it's just soaking up every moment. So like when you drink your coffee in the morning, smell it, taste the coffee. I love coffee and I hate when I'm drinking coffee while I'm like feeding my son. I do it because I drink coffee. Like it's just a habit. Like every morning I have a cup of coffee. And so, but then also every morning I'm getting my son's food prepared for the day and getting his breakfast together, feeding him and stuff like that. So a lot of times I'm drinking my coffee in the midst of all of that. And sometimes I get mad because I'm like, dang, I didn't even sit and enjoy it. Like that was a good cup of coffee, but I don't even remember it because I was doing too much while I was drinking it. So just doing something different by sitting down, smelling the creamer, tasting it. What does it taste like? Like if you're coffee drinkers, you'll really appreciate this, but just stop it. Stop. Smell the coffee, taste the coffee. When you're spending time with your kids, look at them, look at your features. This is something even before, I mean, look at their features. This was something even before I started my little reset journey. And I like to not have my phone out when I'm spending time with my son. It's always around, but just somewhere else. And so I love to just look at him. Like he has this little gap. He has about 5 or 6 teeth. He has this little gap in the front. And I think it's so cute because I had a gap when I was young. I still have a small one from not wearing my retainer, but he has this little gap. Or when he laughs from like the pit of his stomach. Like it's a good hearty laugh. Just small things like that. Like when, if I tell him, give me a kiss, he'll come and give me a kiss. Just little things like that is so beautiful to just watch him and touch his curls and just that time and being present in that time. It helps me feel good. It's like, it reminds me personally what I'm working for. It reminds me of my why. And I started my business and things before having a son, obviously, but just, he just recharges me. And I think especially now, if you guys have been homeschooling your kids or your kids have been doing virtual learning and stuff like that, you may have gotten so used to them being around and happen to, you know, you may be juggling many things in the household and everybody's home. I challenge you to really just spend some time with your husband, your kids, whoever is in your household, and just spend time uninterrupted and just pay attention to small things. I promise you, if you do that, it'll just bring you an indescribable amount of joy. My son is having his toddler meltdowns right now. And sometimes, usually in the evenings, me and my husband, we hang out and play with him and stuff together. And he have his little meltdowns. He stretches back out and throw his head back. And me and my husband just look at each other and start laughing. Like, it's just funny. We're trying not to encourage the behavior by laughing at him, but we're just paying attention to him. And it just brings us joy to just watch this little person that we created, that our love produced. It really puts life and things in perspective, especially as entrepreneurs and as driven people where we're building these businesses and getting these degrees and starting these careers. It's something that just puts life into perspective when you tap into the day to day. When you actually look at your husband in the evening and talk to him, look him in his eyes as opposed to being on the phone, or me and my husband, we old, we be reading books in the bed at night, but just looking at each other and just talking as opposed to watching TV or just doing things next to each other. It just does something different when you are fully present in your day to day. And that's really been a game changer for me and why I don't know how long my reset is going to be, but I really enjoy that. Just the day to day, the presence, the realizing that a lot of the things that were once prayers are now here. And I think that's the biggest part of being present is it just puts into perspective that the things that you have in your life right now, you once prayed for. And it just reminds you that the things that you're praying for now and believing in God for now, they'll come. They'll come. But in the meantime, let me just enjoy what was once a note or a line in my prayer journal. Number 8, go somewhere visually beautiful and mentally stimulating, like a museum or a botanical garden. Just go to if you're in a DC area, I suggest going to like the African American Museum. Where I live in a DMV area, it's a lot of museums, but wherever you are, go to maybe some type of art museum, a botanical garden, somewhere that's beautiful that you can, just go to and soak up the beauty of nature. I like botanical gardens because it reminds me of that scripture where it talks about if God was to put so much thought into the wildflowers, which most people would never even see. Don't you think he is concerned with you? And so when you look at nature and just the details and the intricacies of flowers and birds or different animals, whatever, it really, for me, it brings that scripture back home. And I think it'll allow you to appreciate just the beauty of God's creations and appreciate yourself as the beauty of God's creation in you. And I don't know, that for me does something. And so, and a lot of you guys, if you are visual people, I would suggest doing this because it can bring things full circle for you. As you're looking at the creativity of God, it will help you to tap into the creativity within yourself. Number 9, do a staycation if you can. Most of these things don't even require spending any money, but this one, do a staycation, find a hotel or something, somewhere nice in your area, could be an Airbnb, and just chill for the weekend. Don't be in there on social media, remember, detox, but be there, get you a nice book, relax, get you a nice magazine, just spend time with yourself. And then number 10, something you can do while on this staycation is revisit those goals. Remember, up to this point, we are number 10. We ain't even talked about goals. We ain't even talked about all of the things that you might have wrote down in the beginning of the year. But now, while you're doing this detox, now that your mind is clear, now that you are taking a step back from the hustle and bustle of life and you're able to now just zone out a bit, revisit those goals and check in with yourself. How are you feeling? What's working? What's not? What can you do to make the second half of this year better? And understand that this isn't, doing this is not about achievement, but it's about fulfillment as well as efficiency. So again, when you're checking in with yourself, it's not about achievement. It's not like, oh, I had 10 goals for the year. Now I've done 5. Okay, bet. What are we going to do to get these other 5 checked off? Like, no. What are we going to do to post something? No. It's not about achievement. It's about fulfillment. Because there's a lot of us who have a lot of accolades, but we're not happy. We have a lot of degrees. We have a lot of money. We have a lot of success. We have a lot of postable achievements. But we are not fulfilled and we are not happy. And so that's not the life that I want us to build. A part of being blessed and bossed up is being happy. It's having peace of mind. It's having joy. So when you do this, again, it's about checking in to see how you can be more fulfilled and as well as how you can be more efficient. Because we want to make sure that all of the efforts we are doing, they make the most sense. They're multiplying. They're giving us returns on our investments. So we want to make sure we're being great stewards of what we have going on. But you also want to be a great steward of yourself, of your mental health, of your peace, of your joy, of you. And then lastly, and this is so simple, get some sleep, sis. Get some sleep. Whatever you got to do, whatever time you wake up, count back 8 hours. That's what time you need to go to bed. If it takes you usually an hour or so to wind down, get in a bed an hour before then so that you can have that wind down period before going to sleep. But get you some sleep. One thing everybody knows about me, if you text Tatum past 10 o'clock, she is not responding until the morning. Maybe you might get a response around maybe 8 or something in the morning. I'm up before then, but I ain't responding to text messages as soon as I wake up. But I'm asleep. If there's one thing I don't play about y'all, is going to sleep. So get you some sleep, you guys, like rest. And not just that sleep where you wake up with a headache and you groggy. No, rest. That sleep where you don't have a care in the world. Get you some sleep. All right, you guys, I hope I've convinced you to have a mid-year reset. I hope I've given you enough ideas on things to do within this reset. Make sure you follow us on Instagram at Blessed and Bossed Up. Follow me at Tatum Tamia. And that's it. That's all. I will talk to you guys next week.